Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Since this happened, this burglary, but your first reaction when you realize you're part of this sort of targeted situation that happened?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's frustrating, it's disappointing, but I mean, I can't get into too many of the details because the investigation is still ongoing, but obviously something that you don't want to happen to really anybody, but obviously yourself.
Can you say, if we know this happened midnight on a Sunday morning before that Monday night football game, were you or your family, were you guys home?
Yeah, I can't speak too much about the details of everything, just with the investigation going on, but I'm sure at some point that will be talked about.
Patrick, when you know, with your resume, I know there's things that you won't accept in a way that you win in a loss. Your play this season, I know it's probably not up to your standards. How do you rectify that week in and week out when you say that, you know, you got to improve and, you know, you got to get better?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot about myself last year, just when I didn't feel like I wasn't playing my best football, and we were kind of struggling throughout the season, and I kind of learned how to just find ways to win. And so it kind of helped me grow up, not only as a player, but as a person, to show that it's not about stats, it's not about how you get it done, it's just about getting it done. And so I know how tough it was last year when we were losing those football games, and if we're finding ways to win this year and I'm not putting up the stats, I'm feel a lot happier when I go home.
Following up on that, Patrick, I've got to ask, because, you know, it's obvious when we're looking at it from the press box, but the tackle situation, last few weeks they've been getting that work put in on them, and you've taken probably some unnecessary hits. What are you saying to them coming out of the huddle, coming off, you know, when you're getting up off the field and blocks are being missed left and right, and you're taking some unnecessary hits?
Yeah, no, I believe in those guys. I believe in all the guys that are on that field with me. I believe in my teammates, and because more than even on the field, I see the work they put in every single day and how hard they work to go out there and execute at a high level. And there's times where I need to get rid of the football. I take some unnecessary hits as well. And it's about coming together as a team and being that unit that's in sync every single snap. And I think if we do that, we'll go out there and get the level that we want to.
Patrick, when it comes to this game and this what's now really a rivalry, eight times in the last 5 years you guys played in this millennium, the only people that have done that is Brady and Manning, and now it's you and Allen. Just what is it about this game that just brings out the best of both of you guys, and how much respect you have for the other side of the field, especially the way Josh Allen's playing?
Yeah, I mean, you're playing the best. I mean, the best of the best. That's what you want in this league. And I've been able to go up against Josh a multitude of times. And every single game, it seems like it comes down to the very end. And he's a guy that competes, and he has that fire. I think you can see that fire that he plays with, and that kind of goes through his entire team. And a lot of guys have had a lot of success. And so we know it's going to take our best football. I think that's what we know. And if we don't, we're going to lose, and we've lost some. And we've won some, so I'm just hoping that this week we can get out there, play our best football, and find a way to get a win.
And you've played so many games so far with that friendship you guys have had. You know, you guys have played golf together. It's been all documented on that. But, like, now as the games have progressed, is the kind of the conversations that's still there? Is it kind of spaced away since, the games have been so crucial?
No, we still stay in touch. I mean, especially in the off seasons, just kind of with both of our love for golf and just being around the people. And I know Shane Buchel, and he was here, and now he's there. And so he's a really good dude. I think that's why his team plays so hard for him. But, I mean, obviously we're both competitors. So in the season, not as much talking as we're both going for that ultimate goal, the Super Bowl. But at the same time, there's a ton of respect both ways.
Scott, in the offseason, talking about Hollywood, you almost said, I was surprised we were able to get this guy in the room. Now a few weeks with DeAndre, is there a similar feeling that, like, you're surprised that this guy was available for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because, I mean, I watched some Tennessee's tape, but at the same time, not having him here, you didn't know what to expect as far as the player on and off the field. And he gets in the room, and he's a leader from day one. He's teaching younger guys. He's helping younger guys in the room about stuff that he's learned. And then you get on the practice field, and you see how explosive he still is and how he can still make these plays. And he can go one-on-one with the best of the best and win. And it was definitely a pleasant surprise for me just seeing him on that football field. And I think I can even give him more and more chances as it goes on, because he seems like he's making plays every time I do.
Patrick, you were pretty close to having a pretty big offensive day on Sunday. You talked about those couple misses you had after the game. Just wonder how long did you focus on that? Does it get extra focus as you watch film? What's kind of your process as you go through those aspects?
Yeah, I mean, I just got to go back to the fundamentals and trying to make those throws. I mean, you can only do so much as far as when you miss stuff, but you go back and learn from it as best as you can and get back to your fundamentals. And there was a couple of these last few weeks I've missed Xavier on some of those deep shots, and I feel like if I hit those shots, the offense looks completely different, not only for those numbers and those stats, but it opens up everything else for everybody else. And so just trying to get back to that. He's getting open every single game, hitting those throws whenever I can, and it'll take pressure off the rest of the offense as well.
What did you see just for his ability to, what stood out about him getting open on that?
Yeah, I think you can see how much he learned from week to week. I mean, the week before he got open and kind of faded a little bit, caught the ball, and ended up being out of bounds. Whereas you saw in that double move, he kind of stacked the guy, we say, got back on the red line, gave me room to throw, and then I threw the ball out of bounds. And so you see those steady progressions each and every week. And I think in the long run, it's going to really pay off, because he is getting open. And I have the confidence I'll be able to hit him on some of those shots down the field. And like I said, it's going to open up the rest of the offense as well.
Patrick, you mentioned a minute ago, you learned how to just embrace how to win the game, stats aside. How would you describe what that looks like and feels like in-game?
Yeah, I think you get a feel for how the defense is playing. You get a feel for how the whole game's going, the flow of the offense. And then you try to make the best decision on when to not and when to take chances. In certain games, you got to take some of those chances. You got to go out there and score some points. And I feel like I've done that at certain points this year. And then in certain games, the defense is kind of shutting the door. They're winning the game kind of for us. And I just have to execute in those big moments. And I think last week, if I executed on that throw to Travis or Xavier in that last drive, that would have been kind of reading the game the right way and getting us enough room for the win. And luckily for us, Leo makes a great play whenever I don't execute in that moment. But I've learned from playing a lot of games to kind of win are those big moments and when you need to go out there and make plays.
We'll go last to you, Nate, Vahe, and then Todd. Go ahead, Nate.
Patrick, similar to you is someone like Chris on the defense. You know, his stats may not reflect the sort of play that he's having, but what have you sort of appreciated or noticed from what he's done this season, kind of in a similar vein from a leadership standpoint on the defensive side?
Yeah, first off, like you said, leadership. I mean, he comes to work every single day. He gets after it. He's practicing hard. He's showing that. I mean, he's another guy that's going to have a gold jacket, and he's showing that he can get in there and get reps in practice, and he can get after it. And I think more than anything is he understands the scheme that the offense is doing. So sometimes he's taking up two blockers. He's taking up three blockers so that a blitzer can get free. And a lot of times you might try to do too much in that situation, but he knows that when his time comes, when they do give him that single one-on-one block, he's going to win. And those are usually the biggest moments of the game. And I think they do a great job as a full defense of executing and running the entire scheme. And it's not about one guy. But it does help when you have that guy in the middle.
Bye.
Patrick, it seems that DeAndre has a bit of a distinct skill set. I wonder how that affects your reliability with him, your connectivity with him. Does that give you kind of a mindset of chemistry with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the ability to win one-on-one is special. I mean, that truly is special. And sometimes it gets lost. Because whenever you got a guy in the boundary that's one-on-one with, I mean, like this week he was with Surtain, and Surtain's one of the best corners in the league, and he was winning some of those matchups, and he's really kind of showcasing that he can win one-on-one versus anybody. And that stuff that takes pressure, it puts pressure on the defense whenever I'm hitting those guys over there in those one-on-one matchups and making them push guys over, which is opening up everybody else. And so that, as well as being able to make tough and contested catches, like the deep cross he had over the middle of the field, that stuff that just in my mind shows me I need to give him more and more chances in those situations.
Is there any part of his game that you didn't realize he'd have? I mean, is there something that surprised you?
I think just the kind of the wiggle that he has, not only catching the ball and able to make stuff miss and get up the field, but as well as running the routes. I mean, whenever you get around a guy like that, you don't see those things often. So to be able to see that at such a high level, I think it showcases to everybody what type of player he is.
Last two, Todd and Steve. Go ahead, Todd.
A lot of folks are talking about the matchup between you and Josh Allen. You're playing the Buffalo defense. What do they look like this year? What sort of strengths do they have that cause you guys the most problems?
Yeah, I think it's what they do every year. I mean, they do a great job of being really, really good at their scheme with great players. They rush the passer well, and it's not just one guy. It's a multitude of guys that play extremely hard and get after the passer, and then they turn the ball over. And that's the staple of great defenses is being able to rush the passer, stop the run, and turn the ball over, and they do all those things really, really well. And so it's going to take our best football, like I said. And I know it sounds cliche, but in order to win this game, you're going to have to play your best football. And I think that we're going to have to go out there and do that, and it's going to be a tough environment to do it in. Steve?
Patrick, last week we got posted a photo of Tom Brady and Randy Moss. Wanted to see if you saw that, see if you think that there's any similarities there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool photo because you know what they did together. D-Hop is a receiver that's on that level where he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and I'm trying to get to as close as I can to Tom as possible. Yeah. I mean, other than the stats and all that different type of stuff, I want to get that Super Bowl ring, and so if we can go get that one, I'll be good to post a picture of our own.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.